We spoke about last week in the Kudah of Simcha is a Tanai for Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim for Rosh Hashanah, that the person can't honestly come along and say he's Mimakabal Malchus Shemayim unless he feels that there's an element of Simcha in that. If he's not happy about it, so he's not really Mimakabal Malchus Shemayim. That a person should be in that opportunity to be an avatar of Kadosh Baruch Hu, not appreciate it. He doesn't really appreciate who he's serving. So it's lacking in his Kabbalah Zom HaShemayim unless a person feels an element of happiness that he's doing that. When it comes to the avodah of Tshuva, so Yom Kippur is clearly a day of Simcha. Chazal referred to it as a day of Simcha. And Pasha, the Simcha is the Simcha of the Kapparas Avodah. The Rebbeinu Yonah in Shaar Revi, he talks about the halacha that a person has to eat Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, a person was did tshuva, he's worried about his punishment. He'll be a day of ritzui. Ki return of chayy hanefesh aguf with chayy kol noy to the Rosh Hashanah once we should have chayim, and that's why the person is kavei asuda. Shetilo the eidal dagosu lashmosu beigernusav abernusav. Ki heras simchosu begiyas man kaparosa. He shows the day that he gets a kapara, he's so happy, and that shows how much he was concerned about it beforehand. If it's something of significance to him when it's taken care of, the person's very happy. If it wasn't so important, so what's to be happy about? So the fact that he shows his simcha on Yom Kippur by expressing his excitement that Yom Kippur is coming, by being kavei asuda, that shows how much he understood the chesaron of chet and how much he was wishing he could that he could remove this chet from himself. So that's a likud in kapara. It's in Shaar Revi of the Rebbeinu Yonah, the Shaar Tshuva, which is the topic is kapara. Not tshuva, but kapara. So we see that simcha plays a tremendous role in the nakuda of kapara of the person. He shows that he wants to be cleansed, he wants to be tor. It's something which is important to him, and he shows when it finally happens, he's very excited about it. Yom Kippur is a day of simcha. The question is, how do we see simcha is in the process of the tshuva itself? In the process of tshuva itself, where is the nakuda of simcha? The Ikrim says a fascinating lashon. He says, "Kishichipasu kol mitzvos aseisha b'Torah." When I search through all of the mitzvos of the Torah, lo matzino mitzvah sheyizka adam bo bilvad l'tachas hamusig misel haTorah ela tshuva. I found no mitzvah which really brings us to the purpose of the whole Torah. Like tshuva. Tshuva is the mitzvah which brings us for the purpose of the Torah. The tachas is Avas Hashem. That's the whole purpose of the Torah, is to come to the Madriga of Avas Hashem. And that brings a person to the Schar HaGadol, the Makuba Lenefesh. If you look at the parasha, we see that the Torah ties together very significantly tshuva and ava. So he's referring to the psukim in the parasha. So Kapitel Lamed in the parasha, it starts off when these brachas and kolos come to you, you're going to do tshuva. You're going to do tshuva. So what's going to happen? The Bereshit will take you back. Even wherever you are, the Bereshit will inhabit you from there. The Bereshit will bring you back to the land. The Bereshit will give you a milas or less a lev in order to bring you to the Madrega of Avas Hashem. Then the pasuk continues and says, you will do tshuva. Because So again, you're doing tshuva. So stresses the pasuk, stresses tshuva multiple times. Which the Ramban learns that the Ikrim is going like that, that's referring to tshuva. And then it continues into the parsha. So Chaim and Toiv is there, and Mabas and Ra is there. What is Chaim and Toiv? The Rosh Hashanah mitzavas to love him. When you have Ava, which brings you to the Madrega, being halicha b'drachov, being shomer his mitzvahs and his chukim and mishpatim, because you love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then v'chayisa v'ravisa, you're going to have Chaim. So the psukim very clearly say that the final goal is the Becharta Bechayim is Avas Hashem. The Chayim and the Toiv is Avas Hashem. And it's all written in this context of the parsha where the Torah is being marked, and this is the parsha of Tshuva. For some reason or other, we don't seem to, most of the Muslim Shmuzim that we get about Tshuva don't seem to stress Avas Hashem. Right? They sort of like, you know, seem to stress the opposite. We're starting our, you know, this Elul. We should have started this last year. The Velt says you should have started this Yeralf Tishrei when you start getting ready for next year Yom Kippur. But okay, that we're not holding by. So Rosh Chodesh Elul, also not. It's Slichas already. But we're starting a process. The Slichas is very much the process which is connected to Yom Kippur. So it's connected to the day of Kippurah, to the day of Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchus. We don't say Slichas in Rosh Hashanah. We say Slichas in Yom Kippur. Slichas is a process which is leading us to Yom Kippur. It's a process of Tshuva. Yom Kippur is a day of Ava. Yom Kippur is a day of Simcha. So how do we relate to this day of Yom Kippur, which is a day of Ava and Simcha? Like the Rebbeinu says, it's a day of Kapparas Avonos. I recognize how much damage I've done to myself, and I'm waiting for that Yom HaNichsef that I can get cleansed. The Rishil Salanta writes in a letter, he says, imagine the Yom Kippur came once every 50 years. Once every 50 years, a person would be told, you're going to get kapparas of your avodas. You're going to be cleansed from all your avodas. It happens to the person gets it right, he gets it twice in a lifetime. I'd imagine how much we would anticipate Yom Kippur. That there's going to come the day where you promise, you promise that all of the tumah inside of you is going to be removed. It's a vacuum cleaner, it's a washing machine, you know, it's going to clean you out, you come out new and improved, right? Totally perfectly clean, pure. We would sit there with the tremendous, waiting for that day, years you wait for that moment. So it says, so what's the shulduk to Baruch Shalom? He did us a favor, he gave it every year, it shouldn't be so important to us. It's a bigger chesed, it's a bigger matana. But that's in the kapor element. But the tshuva element itself, the psukim are clearly saying the tshuva element itself is ava. The root of tshuva has to be rooted in ava. We know that the different parts of the tshuva. So, the Ben Yonah sees that there are three basic parts of the tshuva. There's charata, vidur, and nesivus hachet. So one pasuk he says everything is there. Pasuk says moedav oizev yerucham. So in that pasuk you have everything mentioned. So oizev clearly means nesivus hachet, person who admits. Oizev when he discontinues, he stops, he leaves his path of ra. Yerucham and Russia will be merachim him. So in oizev is nesivus hachet. In the word moedav, which is vidui, and charata. When you admit, it's because you feel some way that you regret what you've done. You can't have tshuva without that. the person is chayav the mitzvah, he's not oizev. So dama the misha tevel b'sheretz biyadei should also let tefila. So a person who is mischar to misvada, but he's not oizev, is liable to misha tevel b'sheretz biyadei. So let's look at that mashal for a second. So the mikvah is churata and vidui. That's the mikvah. The person goes into the mikvah because he has churata and he has vidui. He's in the mikvah. The problem is he doesn't become tor because you have to throw away the sheretz. The sheretz is the veira. So if you're not oiz of the chet, so you have the sheretz with you in the mikvah. So the mikvah doesn't help. So it means that churata and vidui is the mikvah. And Aziv HaZachet is not the mikvah. Now, to relate to the Charot and the Vidui as the Tara process, we already said that makes sense to us. But that's not, it's pointed that this is lacking in Tshuva. We're not discussing Kippur, we're discussing Tshuva. In the world of Kippur, I understand, you did something wrong, stop doing it. That's Tshuva. Tshuva is, you did something wrong, correct it. So what is the Charot for? Oh, charata makes sense because you feel so bad. So that cleanses you out. You get a kapara from a Kadosh Baruch Hu because by cleansing yourself of so bad, that pain, that discomfort counts like, you know, whatever. So we say, Shikol Tara, Kola Mishkar, Kilu, you know, whatever. And then you get a kapara. He's not saying that, though. And the Moshul is saying that's the Torah says, Tshuva is not correcting yourself. You have these self-help books, you know, correct oneself, you know. Right? Imagine a person decides, you know what, I think you can get more Olam Haba by doing mitzvahs and doing averas. I'm going to correct myself. No, charot, doesn't bother him. He did, you know, do me something. I'm not an emotional person. These things don't bother me. I'm an oizev. He talks about a person as a mischar and a mitzvah, he's not an oizev. What about a person who's oizev and not a mischar and a mitzvah? What about him? What's the role of charata? Well, it's lacking in kapara. Can't cleanse. That's not the point. The point of tshuva is not correcting yourself. And the reason why you need charata is not because otherwise you're lacking in kapara. Tshuva is avos Hashem. Tshuva is a relationship. So we have a husband and a wife over here. So the husband, like, it was not nice to his wife. He says, "You know what? Listen, I made a decision that's better. It's better for my life if I'm nice to you. So from now on, I'll be really nice to you. I have no charot whatever I did to you till now. I used to scream you, yell you, I used to hit you. I was like, get finished done, you know. But listen, from now on, I will be the perfect model husband. Right? Nobody's nicer than me. But I have zero charot about everything I did until you now. So if it's a business relationship, you know, so good. So you have, you know, you don't have to like the other person. You don't have to feel connected to them. So now on, you know, like I used to have this business partner, used to drive me crazy, and he realized that the business will do much better if he's nice to me, because I would be a much better worker, whatever it is, if he does that. So he made his calculation. You know what? It makes sense to be nice to Rheingold. From now on, he's nice to Rheingold. He gets a lot of work out of Rheingold. Everybody's very happy, and I enjoy my workplace situation much better. It's not a relationship. It's not a husband and a wife. The wife says, you know, that's wonderful. He doesn't love. He made this calculation. It's really nice for him, but it's better for him to let him have, you know, if he, right, you know, if he's nice to me. You don't express love in that conversation. Love is, you know, I, if I care about you, what do I do? It's painful for me that I did such a thing. That's when you're rebuilding a relationship. So charata is the expression. Charata is the way you express how much what you did is something which is you understand how damaging it was to you, to you, but not about you, about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, about your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva is adarabah. The Ikrim says that there's no mitzvah in the Torah which is bound up with ava like tshuva. Yom Kippur is a fascinating day. We come to Yom Kippur, and the Russian, as it were, takes away the Yetzer Hara. And a person has such a tam in Avodas Hashem. Like, you take a person, the whole year, you get them sit for davening for an hour, 2 hours, and he finds it difficult. Yom Kippur, you have the fellow in Beis Medrash, and he's davening for 8-10 hours. And it's okay with him. He's enjoying it. He feels connected to it. It means it speaks to him. Right? He's thinking machshavas. If you imagine these machshavas in the middle of a summer in Iyar, like he's thinking about madrigas and growing and all this. What happened to you? He mentioned this chaver in the middle of Iyar. I've been really having a lot of deep thoughts about have to do better and have to be like what happened. And in Kippur, it's like, yeah, that's normal. It's a day which feels so right. It's a day when we relish our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what tshuva is. It's that we relish our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if we relish it, and we've done something which is to damage it, it's painful. That's the mikra that Ben Yonah is talking about. Ben Yonah has madrigas of tshuva. He goes through the Ben Yonah, says there are 20 ikrim of tshuva. So in his first ikr is charata. Second ikr is azivas achetz. The third ikar is yogurt. See, I already said charata, so that's charata. Right? He says, what's yogurt? Yishtena kli yasav yachshem. Pashut, his whole being is churning inside of himself. Kama rabo ras mishahimres yotzrei. How horrible it is that you rebelled against your creator. And he has this tremendous pain in his heart. And Pashat, he's groaning from pain, bitter heart. Person can have charot. I regret that I did it. Kigam have to dinner. Yisur kasher b'nei adam. Person loses money. It bothers him. He lost a $10 bill. Feels bad. He didn't lose $10. His whole fortune just went down the drain. And he's left penniless. He's put in a state of avelus. That's yogurt. There's charata and then there's yogurt. Charata, yeah, I made a bad decision and I lost $100. I have charata. I made a bad decision and I lost every single penny that I have, the millions that I own. That's not charata, that's yogurt. I made a bad decision and I did an aveira. It's charata. I made a bad decision and I messed up my whole life. That's yogurt. The person created me, yesh mi ayin. He does chesed with me all the time. He leads me, takes care of me. He recreates me every moment. How could I do something like that to him? How could I not think? But if you would stop and think, it'll burn into your being. What did I do? David Malach says, Hashem, negdecha kol tavosi v'anchosi mimcha lo nistara. I have this tremendous desire to you, and my pain is not hidden from me. So you read the Ben Yonah and you think about the yogurt. So here we are again with the litmus of Musar Shmuz. It's about yogin. It's about it's horrible. The pasuk says, "Nedechot kol tavosi b'anchosim imchol nistaro." Beura galuya lefanecha kol tavosi ki enenu zulosi laberesecha. I have nothing in my desire in my life other than want to serve you. and you know that my anocha is the fact that I'm not doing it right. My anocha is not a dinyan yiskerlam hadvorim havolim al chatzai val kertzu yodi b'avodasecha. The point of yoga is, David HaMelech says, my whole desire is to be connected to you. It's all about Ahava. And from that vantage point, I grapple with, I'm not doing it right, and I wish I was. And that's terrible to me. The husband who truly loves his wife feels terrible when he's getting it wrong. And the more he loves, the more he feels terrible. And the more he tries to correct. And the more he realizes there's more to do. Sil Shurim has a madrega, the Bryson, the Pinchas Ben Yor, madrega called Yiras Chet. Yiras Chet is way up there. What is Yiras Chet? What is Yiras Chet? Yiras Chet, the word Chet is the Lashon Chesaron. It's lacking something. My Yira is, I have a relationship, and I don't want it to be damaged in any way. And I'm concerned, I'm yore, I'm concerned that there'll be something lacking in the relationship. I'm yore from the hate, from the lacking, which is going to be there. Because I want this relationship to be perfect. I want to bring a presence for my child, or for my spouse, or for my friends. And I want it to be perfect. And I'm concerned if it's not done right. I want it to get it right. I want it to be wrapped the right way. I want everything to be perfect. And I'm concerned if it isn't. That's Yiras Chet. And so that Madrega is Madrega right before Kedusha. That's the last, it's the second to last one in the list. That's what we're aiming for. We're aiming to touch into that world when we say Vidui. Vidui, the Rebbeinu Yonah says, Vidui is an expression of the Charata. Moedav Oizav Yerucham includes Vidui because Vidui includes Charata, because you can't say Vidui if you don't care. It's a beautiful statement. It means if you do care, you say Vidui. It means you care. The words caring are words not about Yira. They're words of Ahava. That this relationship is important to me and I care about it enough that I want to do something about it. I want to correct it. So back to our mushul, right? That individual, so yes, he's very concerned and he really feels bad that he didn't get it right. But that doesn't diminish his ahava. It expresses his ahava. So if there has to be simcha in that, I appreciate so much, I'm so happy that I have this relationship and I feel so bad that I didn't get it right and I want to get it right. And the Rosh Hashanah gave me a vehicle how to get it right. And there's a way to correct it. The way to make this relationship better. Not the kapara. I'm not worried about the tuma. I'm not worried about the arnish. I'm not even there. That's not my issues. I just want to be connected to my Creator the right way. And the Rosh Hashanah gave me a vehicle how to do that. We should approach the process of tshuva with simcha. It has to be simcha. And if it's not, if you're not saying, I'm so excited that I have this opportunity to correct this, it's such a wonderful thing. It's so important to me. We're back to the fellow who does a zifas achet without any charata. So what's wrong? I corrected myself. The Ben Yonah says, you know, if you're not finished and you're not enough that you had already your charata and your zivas achet and your yogin, he says, Eka chamishi is hadoga. Ki yidach yifkad mi'oynes avonosov, he's worried about getting punished. Ve'inyin ha'yogin al-shov, ve'inyin hadoga la'osid. Void Shani Zidak, besides being worried about you might get punished. But Ulai Humakatsu Bakhavas at Chuba but Sarah Ramiris of Sama Bhim, maybe I'm not doing chuba properly, maybe I'm not really correcting it properly. And that's, even if I've done that, I have to have that concern that maybe I'm not correcting it properly. He says, if that's not enough, he says, Ikar Shishi is Busha. I'm embarrassed if I do it in front of a human being. How can I not be embarrassed what I've done to Kadosh Baruch Hu? How can I not be embarrassed of everything he's made to me? The wife has been so wonderful to her husband, and look what he did back to her. It's such an embarrassing. If you're not embarrassed, it means you don't realize what you've done. So if the point of tshuva is to correct the relationship, without that embarrassment, you're still not correcting your relationship. And with the embarrassment, it means that itself is putting the relationship back into focus. I understand what this relationship is, and therefore I'm embarrassed that I did such a thing. That's the tshuva. That's the indication that you appreciate the relationship more than you did before. You understand the relationship, and therefore you will correct it, but you're back into the relationship. And tshuva, the word tshuva is to return. It's to return to relationship. The Rebbe Yarna finally gets the vidui. Ikar ha'arba osur. Finally, by number 14, he says, by the way, now you're ready to say vidui. Now you're really ready to say vidui. You've had charata. You've had yoga. You've had busha. You had da'aga. You had tsar b'maisa. You had anova. You had achnoa. He says, now you're ready to come and say, I'm sorry. The husband comes to the wife and says, you know, I really did something wrong, and I thought about it, and it really pains me, and I don't want to do it again, and I've taken things in place to make sure I'm not going to do it again. And she sees it really. Then you say, I'm sorry. The Rama says that you say in the vidui the charata that you had. You say in the vidui the how you're going to change to make sure that it doesn't happen again. That's part of vidui. These things which we told you to do for the part of the tshuva process, you say them as part of your vidui. You come and say, I'm sorry. I felt horrible what I did. I admit what I've done is wrong. I wish I'm trying to correct it. But you need to feel the yogan, the busha, the doga, the charata. You need to do that to be able to say vidui. Ben Yonah says, here's another sefer, which is probably not printed here. No, it is. Nice. Called Yisoid HaTshuva. Ben Yonah says that which comes first, Azim HaZachet or Charatza? What's the order? He says the person is basically doing things right. And one time he slips up, so the Iker is Charatza. Right? You have a good relationship. The fact that you feel bad about it, that's correcting the relationship. The fact that you recognize that it was bad and you're horrible, and you feel bad about it, good. You've repaired the relationship. But if that's not the situation, the person on Misyasa Adarach Lechemer told me, you need to first correct yourself, and then you can have Charatza. I heard from one of my chaverim. I said over from Reuven Feinstein Shlita. Gave a marshal. Fellow was a bursiki. He was a bursiki. He was a bursi. He worked in a bursiki. He was a tanner. Horrible smell. Horrible smells. He lived with it. Didn't really notice it too much. He came home, take a shower. Even after the shower, he still smelled horrible. One day he realized, you know, he walks in the shul, like he gets a lot of space in the shul, you know. There's a lot of, you know, very packed shul, but there's always a lot of room around him. You know, people walk the other way when he comes near them. He said, I need a different type of job. So he leaves the job, he moves from job to job. Years later, he works in a perfumery. He works in perfumes, beautiful scents, delicate scents. One day he passes by a tannery. The stench, it's horrible, it's overpowering. And he remembers, you know, I used to work there. He faints on the spot. Sometimes we don't realize how bad it is until we step away from it. You can't really have charata how bad it is until you stop doing it. And you realize that what you were doing until now was not normal. And it was horrible. The husband who corrects himself when he stops treating his wife, he realizes, what was I doing? That was horrible. How did I treat her like that? But he couldn't appreciate how bad it was until he stopped doing it. And then, from that vantage point, you can look back and say, oy vey, what did I do? So when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Ikris Mat of the Chi of Vidri is on Yom Kippur, the Chi of Vidri, the rice on Yom Kippur. We have to stop now. So maybe we'll get a condensed version of 2 weeks. Allows us to come to Yom Kippur and say, you know what? I can look back and say, I'm a different person than what I was now than I was 2 weeks ago. And looking for where I was, I really wish I hadn't done that. So the first step is Zivus HaChet for us. And Zivus HaChet, focusing on Charata, sometimes is distracting. But we know that we must get back to that moment of the Charata to be able to say the Vidri honestly. Because the goal over here is not the correction. The goal over here is the relationship. And without the Charata, means relationship is not important to you. The correction is also, if you didn't correct it, so what are you doing? We're not. This is not a self-help section. This is tshuva, to go back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Hashem Elokecha. That's what we're davening for, that's what we're hoping for, and that's what we're going to start the process of Slichus tonight.